Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
Show you a good time. Right. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
To the show, you're listening live to the 2012 Internet
Radio Show. I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Thank you guys again for listening in to the show. The call-in number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. Again, that number is 818-301-5834. Call into the show. Weigh in on the topic, or just call in and say hello to me. I don't mind. I love that kind of stuff. Do that for me. If you don't have anything to say, just call in and say, hey, Frank, hello, hang up the phone. Hey, Frank, this Tom, hang up the phone. Hey, Frank, this Bobby, hang up the phone. Hey, Frank, this Darlene, hang up the phone. Whatever. Call in. Say hello. 818-301-5834. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show, those that are listening via cell phone and those that are listening by internet through my show page. Thank you guys. If it wasn't for you, I would not be here. Now, I have a little bit of news for you. Well, before I do that, let me get through my preliminaries here. I promote the show every day on Twitter and Facebook. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. Also, you can follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go to the top of your page, type in the search box there, type in 1982, the number 1982, the year 1982, Astros Alumni Radio. And the alumni page will come up there. And you can send us a friend request. We will confirm you as a friend. That way, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, you'll never miss an episode of the show, because I send out tweets and I send out a Facebook message with my show notes daily about, well, I'm doing something different now. I'm doing it about an hour, maybe 2 hours before the show. I think I can grab more listeners that way instead of sending it out 30 minutes, half hour to 45 minutes before the show. I think I can grab more listeners by sending it out an hour or 2 hours before the show. So I'm trying that now to maybe attract more listeners. So whether you're on Twitter or Facebook, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to, okay? So, and again, guys, our show is being brought to you by our favorite sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call the guys at CPA on Duty, 770-732-0244. Again, that's the professional accounting firm of CPA on Duty, 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, whether it's corporate taxes or corporate accounting, they can help you at CPA on Duty. Okay? Again, thank you guys. 818-301-5834. A little bit of news. I will be going back to work on Monday. Not today. On next Monday, I will be back at work next Monday. God willing, and the creek don't rise, as the old folks say. But I will be going back to work on next Monday. The doctor released me with no restrictions. So I can go back to work on Monday. I have to go in on Friday and go through another physical. But most of you guys know that you guys know me. I am physically fit, so I'm ready for that. And then I go in on Monday and take my drug screen, and then I'll be back up on the line working on Monday morning. I believe I'll still be on the day shift on Monday. Let's see here. August, what that'll be? That'll be the 20th. Yes. I'll still be on the day shift. I go to night shift on the 27th. So that works out, huh? Still be on the day shift. That's exciting for me. I don't know about you, but that's exciting for me. At the same time, also I got I was thinking about this, guys, before I get into the topic. By the way, today's topic of the show is how we dominated the Olympics for 2012. The United States just dominated the Olympics this year. We had more medals than anyone else. I believe we got more gold medals than anyone else. So we dominated this year's Summer Olympics. All that says is is that the majority of our athletes, American athletes, are superior to the world, to the international athletes. I don't care where they're from. Most of our athletes are superior to those guys. And I'm not putting them down because, you know, like China had a bunch of medals. They got a bunch of medals. And a lot of people put up a very good fight against the United States. And but we still prevailed. So, but kudos to all the other countries that won medals. And the guy from Jamaica, you know, Usain Bolt, you know, no one can beat that guy, seems like. I guess we're going to need to get somebody out there that's on dope, something to beat that dude. We need a doper to get in the Olympics and beat him up, and then go back inside, and they're gonna test him, and he tests negative. So we need a doper to beat Usain Bolt. seems like so. You need to be on something extra in order to beat that guy. But anyway, we had a great run. The Olympics are over. I know you guys have been glued to the TV over the past 2 weeks, but now it's over. So you can get back to what you've been doing. Football's coming in right on time, right on schedule. And so, you know, it's gonna be more stuff, more football stuff over the next few months, all the way up until February of 2013. So get ready for that. I don't know what the Falcons are going to be like, but who knows? Who knows? Another bit of news before I talk more about the Olympics is I wanted to talk a little bit about what's been in the news with one of our guys, Chad Ochocinco. Well, it's Chad Johnson now. He changed his name back. Chad Johnson from Chad Ochocinco. He just got married, you know, a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, to the girl from Basketball Wives. Now, my thing is, I don't know why he married the girl in the first place. They were having problems before they got married. Why propose to the lady? Why get involved with someone whom you're having a really tough time being in just a friend relationship, even before you became fiancé? Why did you offer this girl, offer to take her in marriage when y'all already couldn't get along? You know, a lot of people say it's for ratings for the show and things like that, but you lose your job. You lose your main job, your main source of income for that show. I don't know how much the show's paying them or whatever, but I can guarantee you that it's not what he would have been making in football. Now, he had his contract. He was on the Miami Dolphins. But now that he got arrested, you know, over the weekend or whatever, or early, late last week or what have you, I'm not sure about the exact date. But now, you know, they don't tolerate some of that stuff. And now now they cut him, you know, for getting arrested for domestic violence. You know, they say he headbutted his wife, gave her a 3-inch gash in her head. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I'd just rather turn and walk away to keep my sanity. I'd just rather turn and walk away from a woman Go on, man. Go somewhere. Get you a hotel for the night. Go stay with one of your buddies for the night or something. If you're having that bad a problem with her, that you got a headbutt her, golly, that's just it just doesn't make sense. And any of you guys out there that are listening to the show right now, take this literally and don't forget it. If you're going to hit a woman, whether you're married to her or not, if you're going to hit a woman, you're going to go to jail, period. Unless she doesn't call the police. But if she called the police, you're going to jail. Even if you hit her, or even if she hit you first, even if she slapped you, and then you slapped her back and knocked her down or whatever, she called the police, you're going to jail. Believe you me, you're going to go to jail. Because when they show up, somebody is going to jail. And 9 times out of 10, it's going to be the guy. So try to control yourself and just walk away from it. Even if she slaps you, turn, walk away, leave it alone. Or you call the police, but don't hit her back. You call the police. Have her locked up for slapping you in the face. You know? A lot of times, men get abused by women, and it's not even reported. Most cases of men being abused by women aren't reported. That's a fact. That's a known fact. There's a lot of men out there that are getting abused by their women, but the pride inside won't allow them to call the police and have her incarcerated. But she'll pick up the phone in a minute and have you locked up. And like I say, guys, take this, write it down. Do not hit your woman. Walk away. All right? Just turn and walk away. Turn, walk away, get in your car, go find your place to stay for the night. Come back the next day if y'all still can't get along. Get your stuff. Get out. Y'all need to be separated. Because if not, somebody's going to get hurt. And that's exactly what happened to Ocho Cinco or Chad Johnson. So now he's somewhere sobbing, I guarantee you, because he's lost his job. He's probably, his marriage probably over. That'll be told in a few, in time, rather. And, you know, he's going to be in a world of trouble because he's not a young pup anymore. His window of opportunity is closing real fast on his career, and I don't know what he's going to do next. So, but good luck to him. Hopefully he'll come through this without a scratch, but she already got her scratch. So that's the deal. But let's get back to the topic, guys. 818-301-5834. Call into the show. And the title of the show today is How We Dominated the Olympics for 2012. How do you name the United States dominated the Olympics? Now, I watched a lot of events. I think the early on, there was a lot of swimming and all this stuff and rowing and a lot of water sports and things like that. But toward the end, it was all about track and the BMX bike racing, the fast paced walking. Have you seen the fast paced walking? That's amazing to me. The way that they walk, it's almost like a slight jog, but they're walking. And then if you're not careful, you'll get disqualified if you start to get a light jog in right there. So you have to be careful and walk. But it's fast-paced walking. And some of the folks, their legs start cramping and they start to walking like they about to, you know, their legs about to break. And so they, you know, that's because they're starting to get dehydrated from the long walking, and the muscles start to cramp up on them. But the walking thing is, that's amazing to me. So the last week or so of the Olympics was track, which is pretty exciting. I mean, the track meets, the qualifying and all that, it happens so fast. I mean, they run these things in 10, 12 seconds and it's over. But you really like the track. It's amazing how fast some of these guys are and some of these ladies are in track. There were some world records broken. There were some Olympic records put in place. And this happens in every Olympic. But you start to think that, man, how can someone get faster? You know, some of the records going to go down in the next Olympics in 2016. Some of these records that happened this time are going to go down in the next Olympics. You know, they are. It's just a matter of time. But the United States, they didn't dominate in track. But I think they did pretty much dominate in their women's track. The women 4x4 relay, the women's 200 meters, the women 400 meters, all those were won by the United States women. In the women basketball, I watched basketball and basketball and basketball and more basketball. Basketball was every day pretty much. Because the women to play one day, then the men to play the next, then the women to play the day after that, then the men to play the day after that. But you have to know when they're going to play, because you never know that if they're playing at 5 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the morning or even 9 in the morning. So you had to watch the schedules to make sure that you knew what time, to be tuned in to watch the games. But the women dominated. The women are now 40 or 41 and 0. This is their fifth and unprecedented straight gold medal. No one's won 5 straight gold medals as far as women basketball, men basketball in the Olympics. But the women, they just won their fifth straight gold medal. And then the men really impressed me, not to really have a big front line out there and to be able to hang with everybody, all the international teams, and be able to beat up on them. Probably the margin of victory before the gold medal game was probably 17 to 20 points was the margin of victory that they were beating people. And so the men won the gold medal. They beat Spain yesterday morning for the gold medal. And that was a really exciting, intense game. I mean, that it was only won by 7 points. But you only have to win by 1 point, but we won by 7. But it was a close game. It was an intense game, and I mean, that was I felt like the referees were cheating for Spain. They were trying to get Spain, make sure that Spain hung in the game, but at the same time, when I was playing basketball in high school, the coach always told us, especially when we were away at an away game, he was like, y'all know the referees are gonna be biased toward the other team, toward the home team or whatever. So you got to go out there and kick butt in order to take the referees out of the game. If you kick butt, I don't care what the referees are doing, they won't be able to dictate how the game goes. You know, so that's exactly what happened with the United States. We just kept playing ball, and they weren't able to stop our guys. I mean, we had some scores on the United States team this year. And if you stop one or one wasn't having a good game, somebody else stepped up their game and just blew them away. Every night it seemed to be a different person that had a great game, and we were able to take everyone out for the gold medal. So that's how things happen. Now, if you want to weigh in on the Olympics and what we're talking about, call into the show. We got about 4 minutes left in the show. Call into the show, 818-301-5834. Again, the number is 818-301-5834. Now, tomorrow, I'm not real sure about what I'm going to have on the show, but You can count on one thing. I will be here, and you can count on another thing that I will have some topic to talk about. I do have something, but I'm going to make it a surprise for you guys for tomorrow. So you got to tune in to the show and listen. Also, guys, I'm gonna let you guys know when you can go out there and take a look at my article. I'm going to start publishing an article online. Maybe once, maybe twice a month, or something like that. I'm going to start publishing an article online, so you guys will be able to. I'll give you the address and all, and you guys can go out there and read my article once I get it published. Okay, so that's going to be happening real soon. Now, another thing, guys, I had a party this weekend for my oldest daughter. A lot of you guys know me and know that my oldest daughter leaves for college on. Not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday, on the 22nd of this month. She leaves for college. She's going to be going to Berry College up in Rome, Georgia, which is a great school. And going to have to get her off to school. But we had a party over the weekend here at the house for her. And it was just totally one of the best parties we've had in a long, long time. We had a great turnout, tremendous turnout. I live on a cul-de-sac, and we had cars. I got a very long driveway. My driveway is probably 75 feet long, and my driveway was full. I got a wide driveway, too. You know, two cars can fit together. You fit double cars in the driveway. So I had a lot of people in the driveway. I had cars all in the cul-de-sac, up the street. I mean, people were all over. And I cooked a lot of ribs. I think I cooked 9 slabs of baby backs with my award-winning baby back ribs. And there was not one rib left in the house at the end of the night. I fried fish, had tilapia and whiting. I did French fries. I did hot dogs and hamburgers for the kids. I mean, we just had it out. So we had a great time this weekend. And all you guys that are listening to the show that came this weekend, thank you for coming out this weekend and showing my daughter some love. I appreciate you guys. Love you guys. And thank you for listening to the show. Remember, I'll be back in 23 and a half hours. I despise the guys who criticize the enterprise of those guys whose enterprise has helped them rise above the guys they criticize. Don't you? Love you guys.